Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, back in here on a Saturday. Great to have you in today, Atlanta. Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. And we welcome in a 2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame nominee. He chopped it up for the Titans and the Ravens. He's my former partner in the mornings in Nashville. He's the great 85, Derek Mason. D-Mace, your boy Sparty on the verge of knocking off Jimmy. I know you're feeling good.
Hey, what did I tell you, Nick? You know, you asked me this over through text, and I told you I wasn't worried, man. You know, last week was it was one of those deals where when you have 7 turnovers, you can't beat Ensworth High School. So this week, they played a lot better, and we were out of walk out of the big house with the victory. I know it's like 20-something seconds left. I'm looking for houses right now, man. I got to move. Mm-hmm. So I know it's 20-something seconds left, and we got the football. So
yeah, I mean, it's a good day for you. Michigan State wins as a 3-touchdown underdog. You're buying a new mansion. You know, life is good for Derek Mason. I got you.
But hey, man, I'm trying to downsize.
All right, I hear you. Me too. I'm trying to get down to like 1,300 square feet. But let me ask you this, because one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on as a former wide receiver, you know, you were in a similar situation as Julio Jones. You know, you go back to the mid-2000s, you're still producing at a ridiculously high level for the Titans, and they decided to move on. You go to Baltimore, and you ball out, and it looked like you didn't miss a beat. So how does Julio Jones handle this? What is he thinking? Because he's still performing. Yet it could very well be possible that the Falcons move on from him at the end of the season based on where the franchise is right now.
I mean, he has to look at it as if it's a business. You know, things like this happen. It's unfortunate because he's arguably, you know, if not the best wide receiver in the league, he's top 2 or 3. And for a team, you know, like the Atlanta Falcons, who, you know, this is a team that had a lot of promise, not even, 2 or 3 years ago. And all of a sudden, they are on the verge of getting the number 1 pick in the draft. But that's not Julio Jones's fault. So, you know, he just got to look at it from a business standpoint. If they do decide to move on, you know, trade him, he should be in control of that. He should be, you know, he should go to front office and tell them, listen, this is where I would like to go. If you can make the trade happen, make it happen. If not, then they should allow Julio to stay there, because here's the deal. If they move past Matt Ryan, they're going to have to bring in a young quarterback. And there are 2 things that a young quarterback needs. He needs a really good running game, and he needs a pass catcher he can rely on. You take Julio Jones out of the mix. I like Rick Ridley. I really do. But he's not Julio Jones. You take Julio Jones out of the mix, now you're asking a young quarterback to basically fend for himself, because I don't think their run game is top-notch either. So Atlanta, they are in a tough situation right here. Do they rebuild and get rid of everybody, or do they rebuild and just get rid of the quarterback?
Yeah, it is interesting, and it's funny because, you know, if you deal Julio Jones and you can get a haul for him, because we've seen teams that are desperate for receivers that are missing just that one explosive guy, and they're willing to give up a little bit for the short-term success. If Julio is dealt, do you think Calvin Ridley is a legit number 1 wide receiver if the Hall of Famer next to him is gone?
It's tough for me to say he would be. I think he's a top flight number two. And then if you release Julio Jones or trade him, he elevates to your number one. Is he that guy that can single-handedly take over a game? Is he that guy that can, you know, be the clutch player you need him to be? He's a young guy. I don't think he's ready for that yet. So you got to be very careful to all of a sudden, you know, take a guy that is playing on side of a future Hall of Famer and say, oh, he can get the job done because he's putting up numbers. You got to remember, Julio gets double team and triple team, so that leaves a lot of single coverage for Ridley, so he's able to benefit from that. Now Julio's gone. Now he's going to see he's going to see the double team. We went through that some years ago when I got released and you know, Drew Bennett was here. Drew had just came off of 1,200 yards. And because I was getting the bulk of the double teams, and then when I leave, you know, now Drew gets the double team. And now the play is a little bit different. So Atlanta needs to be very careful in regards to elevating Ridley to number one, and he hasn't quite proven it yet.
2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame nominee Derek Mason is joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WadeFord.com hotline here on the Nick Kale Show. All right, Mason, so let me get to the quarterback position because you've played with a handful of really good ones. I look at a guy like Matt Ryan and I say, okay, I see guys like Tom Brady, 43, Drew Brees, 41. I mean, guys are making it into their 40s. What do you think his future is with the Falcons? Because I like Matt Ryan. But, man, I'm watching guys like Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray on Sunday Night Football go up and down the field, and I'm thinking, I would love to get a Justin Fields or maybe even like a Trey Lance from North Dakota State. What's the future for Matty Ice in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, it doesn't look bright as of now. You know, this is the team that got rid of, I believe, their GM. They got rid of their head coach. And you're talking about guys that drafted Matt Ryan. So Matt is not too far behind. I don't know how you can go from an MVP to, you know, a guy that's just an average guy and still have basically the same weapons. Maybe it was the offensive coordinator that should have had a lot more credit than what they gave him. But it just, it puzzles me how, you know, what was it, 3-4 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. This guy was considered, you know, an elite quarterback, and now, you know, he's a middle of the road guy. So I don't know if that was Mike Ryan or was it the offensive coordinator.
D-Mace, let me ask you this, because you, one of the things I loved about working with you when we talked football in the morning in Nashville was you always preached that you wanted guys that had some dog in them. Now we saw the Falcons close the deal on Thursday night, something they had trouble doing three different times this year. I mean, you can make the case that the Falcons should be sitting on 5 wins, but they're not because they choked it up. You know, I saw a little bit of dog, a little bit of nastiness in this team on Thursday night. What is it about, you know, spreading that infectious mentality and having that killer? How difficult is that for it to kind of be infused into a locker room that more often than not seems to find a way to lose games?
I think it starts with the guy that's in control of it, and it starts with the quarterback. If the quarterback doesn't have that in him, then, you know, that type of attitude, whatever attitude the quarterback has and the offensive line has, that's going to be the makeup of the offense. And it seems right now that it seems like Matt Ryan might have lost some of his, you know, the mojo he had or some of the confidence that he had or that dog he had in him. It seems like he's lost it again. It seems like the offensive line has lost it too. So if you don't have your offensive line and your quarterback leading the charge, then, you know, it's going to be hard for everyone else on the offense to do it. Julio can't do it by himself. Now, that's one guy that truly has dog in him, is Julio Jones, but he can't carry the load, you know, game in and game out. It has to come from Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan right now doesn't have it.
Final one for you, Mace. New coach coming for the Falcons. new general manager. I personally want Lewis Riddick as my GM. I want Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City as my head coach. I know you were in Baltimore with Ozzie Newsome. Now they have Eric DaCosta. We all know how great Ozzie was, but like, what is it about a guy like Ozzie and what Eric's continued in Baltimore, where it's just like they're a factory. They just seem to get everything right in the draft. They're savvy in the offseason with free agency. What is it about finding those guys that just seem to, they put their finger on something and it turns to gold?
Hey, they're good evaluators. Ozzie is one of the best evaluators in the NFL. But here's the deal. The owner gives him the ability to go out and be an evaluator. The owner trusts what the GM brings in. The owner doesn't second guess what the GM brings in. So I'm not saying that's what the deal is with Atlanta, but, you know, you got to have a guy that's willing to bring in guys with attitudes, you know, guys that go out and dominate, not just from a statistical standpoint, but dominate on the field, because everybody's not going to put up all the numbers in college, but you have to see the guy that has the intangibles, the things, guys that are coachable, guys that have a meanness, but some smarts to them. And it seems like Ozzie was able to figure that out every year, how to get these young guys, but he surrounded those young guys with veteran guys that knew how to win and knew how to play the game.
Mace, we've got about 60 seconds left. I know you're doing some great things when it comes to cancer and the color pink. So why don't you tell my audience a little bit about that?
Yes, we are doing Real Men Wear Pink Nashville campaign right now. Each individual is like 50 guys, over 50 guys that are part of this campaign. And each guy is tasked to raise over $2,500. I've met my campaign goal, and then all the other guys have met theirs. Actually, the whole campaign in general, we had a goal of 130,000. We just exceeded our goal, 130,000, but we're still raising money. So if you want to donate, go to acsevents.org. Go there and donate either to my campaign or the other guy's campaign, because it's all going to a great cause, breast cancer. My mom eventually died of cancer, but it started as breast cancer. So for all those, you know, women, even men that have breast cancer, because there are like 2,500 men per year that are told they have breast cancer. So even men, families that are dealing with that, you know, we need to help them. We need to, you know, stomp out this disease and cancer, because it can be, I think.
He is a 2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame nominee, Derek Mason. Good stuff today, D-Mace. I appreciate the time. Enjoy your Michigan State victory over the Wolverines.
No problem, Nick. Thanks for having me on, and I'll come on anytime you need me to, man.
You got it. There he is, D-Mace, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And look, you look at his career. Go up on, like, Pro Football Reference. Look at the stats that Derek Mason put up in an era where they ran the ball, they were allowed to play defense, and his two best quarterbacks were Steve McNair and Joe Flacco. You put up those numbers, you've got a good case for Canton. We'll see if he gets in. We'll come back, kick off hour number two. We're going to transition and get to the Atlanta Braves. What did we learn from the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series that we can apply to the Braves? I'll tell you what I mean on the other side. Hour two of the Nick Kale Show next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.